Are you resistant to change at work, at home, and in your life? It's more common than you'd think. But in order to move forward, sometimes you need to stretch and move out of your comfort zone. This is Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears with life, business, and career coach, Sandra Hill. It's time to embrace change. This program features the motivation that you need to make it happen. Now, here is your host and coach, Sandra Hill.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. You know, each week I have been bringing you amazing individuals from different walks of life who have been willing to share, be transparent, and help someone else who might be going through some unpleasantries, some kind of change, or just feeling vulnerable, especially now in this quote-unquote new normal. We've got so much going on in the world today, from the COVID-19 global pandemic to the social and racial injustices to the economic issues, you name it, we're all going through it in some form or fashion. But you know what? We can all get through it. It being whatever that is. So I would like to take the time, first and foremost, to thank and recognize those individuals, those organizations, nonprofit, whoever you guys are out there. You've been working on the front line as well as been doing amazing things behind the scenes with and without the necessary equipment. So bear with me as I go through my list. Thanks, much love and appreciation to the medical workers, the civil service employees, the sanitation workers, the bank employees, pharmacy workers, the mail carriers, first responders. Where would we be without these first responders? Journalists, factory workers, truck drivers, military personnel, grocery store workers, utility workers, delivery individuals, teachers, especially those of you who've had to be the teachers who've stepped in, the parents, the grandparents, aunts, uncles, those individuals, thank you so much for helping to teach our youth. Thank you for shifting gears while you might be still trying to remote work. Thank you so very much. Thank you to the gas station attendants, the caregivers, the utility workers, and the plumbers who tell me their business has been booming because with so many people at the homes now, residence, apartment complex, their business has been booming. As I guess luck would have it for them. Thank you to those individuals who have taken up the task of making masks, homemade masks, or changing their gears in their manufacturing area to make masks and other protective equipment. And you know, if I left you off, I apologize in advance, but send me a message to say, Sandra, can you add this group to the list? Because I definitely don't want to leave anyone off. And as I am thanking you, I'd also like to thank our loyal listeners. Those of you who have been tuning in each and every Friday, or those of you who have been listening on demand. Thank you to those individuals in the United States, as well as that includes those individuals in Puerto Rico. Thank you to those individuals in China, Russia, France, Germany, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, Japan, the Ukraine, Finland, Mexico, Sweden, Israel, Ireland, Nigeria, Ecuador, Thailand, Brazil, Italy, Colombia, and I don't know if I said Egypt, but thank you for being loyal listeners, and thank you for tuning in again. And without further ado, I'd also like to thank in advance today's guest. Today's guest is Valerie Edwards, and she has been on the show before. And she is back. She is back because we've had rave reviews every time she's been on. And she is going to be talking to us about where's the money. And you know, every time I hear the expression, I think of that song, Valerie, Money, Money, Money. I do not know why, but it just always seems to pop in my head in the background. But anyway, I understand there's someone with the moniker Money Maiden, Maven, or something like that. But we're going to think of a moniker for you, because you're here to share everything and anything there is about money, how we can keep it, how we can get it, how we can keep it. So, Valerie, why don't you start off by reminding everybody a little bit about your background, who you are, and what you're bringing to the table with us today.
Okay, great. Well, first of all, thank you, Sandra. It's so much fun to be united with you again to talk about money, one of our favorite subjects. But I am Valerie Edwards. I have been in the financial services industry, figured out today with some other clients, close to 30 years now, on one side of the house or the other. I work with my clients, whether they're individuals, small businesses, or associations, to help develop and implement and maintain a comprehensive business and individual strategy. And that's saying a lot, but I started off initially in the industry when Sears was doing something that was imaginative back then. We had insurance, investments, and real estate all under one roof. So that's kind of where I got my initial bearing, and then went on to work primarily in the pension arena. We worked with government contractors to develop pension plans and other employee benefits for their employees. Then moved on and had my daughter and decided to work on the other side of the house, where I kind of worked in a supportive role. And then worked in medical malpractice. Also did workers' comp for several years. I was a workers' comp claim adjuster. And so once my daughter was well on her way, a sophomore at Columbia University, I realized she had stabilized herself pretty well in New York. So then I got to my real passion again, and that's financial planning, working with individuals and businesses, developing plans and strategies to help undergird the goals and dreams that folks have, because many, many things are doable as long as we have a plan. And so that's kind of my mantra. I sing it, dance it, hum it all day long. And every day I realize how true that is. With a plan, most things are achievable. So that's what I help my clients to see and apply and implement in their lives.
Awesome, awesome. And we are connected at the hip, because just like you're sharing with your clients that everything is doable if you have a plan, I'm sharing with my clients that nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Okay?
Yeah.
You got to believe it. If you put that apostrophe in between the I and the M, I'm possible. You can do it. You can do it. So between the two of us, we're going to get you listeners through this today. So where is the money, Valerie? Where is the money?
Where is the money? Well, it's in so many different places. Right now, I would be remiss if I did not mention that because of COVID-19, there's a lot of different things going on financially with folks and with businesses. So financially, there is money. For those who were furloughed or became unemployed during this pandemic, many of you know about it. There's unemployment plus an additional benefit that will run out soon. But a lot has been done to try to help support our American citizens as we move through this pandemic time together. For small businesses, there's been PPP loans. There's other options and opportunities that's available through your bank by way of the federal government, the SBA. There's still money out there, and I think the deadline for some of the money for small businesses is August 8th. So if you have not pursued that avenue to get the money you need to help sustain your business and your employees, you still have time. There's also other things that the IRS and other federal agencies have looked into. For instance, some folks who have 401ks or other tax-qualified plans, you can now access those plans without penalties up to, I think, a $100,000 maximum if you've been negatively impacted by the pandemic. And there's, of course, guidelines, but it's easy to find out what that information is. You can just go to irs.gov and learn what you need to know about your particular situation. So there's money all over the place. So that's aside for folks who've been impacted negatively. But on the positive side, for folks who already had some strategies in place, now's the time to hunker down and stay on top of those strategies. I've been talking with a lot of my clients, and because of some of the things that we had put in place before, they're moving through this pandemic without a lot of interruption in their life as they know it financially, because we had already been working on having emergency funds to take care of 3 to 6 months of expenses, so that if something happens, you know that you can weather the storm. None of us saw this pandemic coming, but thankfully many of my folks did listen. They did apply themselves, and because of it, they're moving through successfully. Also, just having certain benefits in place. If folks, you know, have become ill, there's disability income that some of them have been able to tap into. Some folks, quite as a scat, are actually flourishing during this time, according to what industry they're in. I have one client, his business is medical supplies, and of course, again, we did not see COVID-19 coming, and his star is rising because of what's going on within the medical environment right now. So the money's out there, and it's accessible. It's ours to get our hands on. We just need to figure out what do we need and then come up with a plan so that we can take action on that plan and see all of our needs being met as we continue to move successfully through this pandemic.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And, you know, several questions come to mind as you were sharing both the good and the bad. But there's so much information out there, Valerie. There's so much. How does a person know what is, I guess, the correct information, or what is a scam, or what information could be potentially misleading or have hidden strings attached?
So where you get your information is critically important. Let's say for older citizens, AARP have tons of information on their website available to help you understand what the current scams are, especially with COVID-19. I'm trying to remember, in our state, in the state of Georgia, Rauschenberger, I think that's his name, the Secretary of State, those folks have done an unimaginable job pursuing the details of the scams that are out here, especially COVID-19. They have all of that information, again, on the website. So if you went to the Secretary of State website, you can get more information than what you need. I think one thing that people have to be wary of, just because you see something on Facebook or YouTube or Instagram or any of the social media, doesn't mean that you just automatically embrace it. You might want to hit pause, Google whatever that thing or offer is, put in the phone number or the text or however you received information, and Google and see if there's any information out there about that phone number or that email or anything being a scam. And then if you had trusted advisors before COVID-19, feel free to reach back to those people to see what they know. And are they aware of anything based upon what you're trying to pursue? Take, for instance, folks who say, well, you know, for $1,500, I'll complete the PPP application for you if you're a small business. Well, you want to check that out, because technically not even CPAs are supposed to charge money for that. So the more you hit pause as soon as you hear something, even if you think it's a good deal, hit pause, take that extra 30, 60 seconds, 90 seconds to check it out, and then you can avoid being victimized by these bad actors out here, because unfortunately for them, the pandemic isn't enough for folks to go through. They feel like they have to add their drama to it, and the way that you protect yourself is through knowledge.
Through knowledge, yeah.
And, yeah, gain the knowledge that you need so that you can arm yourself, and you don't have to be a victim. You can be a victor, even in this time.
Yes, yes, yes. And that was the title of one of your prior episodes, I remember.
Yeah.
From victim to victor. From victim to victor. Now, and saying that, Valerie, I'm speaking from the School of Hard Knocks, people. If it's too good to be true, it likely is too good to be true.
Just walk away.
Yes, yeah. Just walk away. Walk away. Yeah. And you know, we're in an imperfect world, but there is so much out there because of technology. So Google is your friend. Check out the reviews. Talk to other people. And unfortunately, yeah, there's a lot of things that you pop up and see on Facebook and other social media, and check it out. Ask before you act. Ask before you act.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes, that's sage advice always. And that's one of the reasons that I work with my clients in the way that I do, Sandra. I don't think that a person needs to be pushed or shoved, or that you have to use fear tactics for them to do something that's beneficial to them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's better to slow down, get some education in there, ask questions, make sure this is a good fit, make sure it makes sense. Or if not at this time, maybe later. So whenever you're starting to feel pressured, it's another good sign to hit pause. Because if there's pressure there, then that red flag tells you I need more information. And not that it's necessarily a negative, but if you personally are feeling pressure, use that as a red flag, hit pause, ask more questions, find out more details, because the best decisions, especially financially, are those things that are peaceful. And that they make sense. Do they go with your plan, with the strategy you already have in place? Do they take you towards your dream or away from your dream? Is it causing you to go in debt unnecessarily, or is it causing you to prosper? These are good things for you to consider in your mind as you're looking at these things and seeing how will it really impact my life? And any pressure, or even just that little still small voice saying, don't know about this. Act on that. Ask questions. Check it out more thoroughly before you make a move.
So that's very good advice. And we're going to take a short commercial break here. And when we come back from this break, the question that has come in is, suppose you're asked to make an investment and you're told that the return on investment is 2 or 3 times greater, or it's basically just greater, I guess, is what the person's thinking. So let's hold that response, and we'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Sandra Hill is part of a new coaching compilation about creating the life you want. Her chapter is called How to Survive and Thrive at Today's Version of the Game of Life. Sandra is also launching a new webinar called Ramp It Up, 6 Limiting Beliefs that are Preventing You from Increasing Your Income. Visit NewHorizonCoaching.com to find out more about the launch of the webinar series, as well as Sandra Hill's other coaching programs. You may also check out her line of popular ebooks, such as Learn to Let Go, How to Create Your Own Space, How to Reduce Frustration, and many more. Sandra and New Horizon Coaching have some great packages available for individual or group life, business, and career coaching sessions. She offers discounts on referrals for individuals and group coaching. In fact, you can get started right now with an additional discount on her services by using promo code VA. So visit NewHorizonCoaching.com. That's New, HORIZEN, Coaching.com. And use promo code VA, as in Voice America.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You are tuned in to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. To reach the show today, call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, you may send it to Coach Hill at NewHorizonCoaching.com. And remember, Horizon is spelled H-O-R-I-Z-E-N. Now, back to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying with us. You have been listening to myself, Sandra Hill, your life, business, and career coach with New Horizon Coaching and Professional Growth Advancement. And here with me today is our special guest, Valerie Edwards, who's sharing all things money. Where is the money? And if you missed the first part, she was sharing some information about money as it pertains to the situation we're all in nationwide, COVID-19. And we have a question that came in about if you're asked to put up some money up front and being told that the return on investment is X amount greater or whatever, would you have any red flags, or would you think, oh, this is pretty legit? You check out the reviews and they're, you know, okay, or people are raving about them. Should you be wary?
Well, there's two trains of thought there for me. One is, does that investment fit in with your overall financial strategy? Have you done a risk assessment on yourself first and foremost? How much risk can you personally endure? Some folks jump out of a helicopter without a parachute and they are thrilled. They just love it. Other people will not step foot on an airplane. So you have to figure out your own risk tolerance before entertaining any investment. You want to see, does this fit in with my short-term or long-term goals or strategies that I already have in place? Who's the author of this investment? Where did it come from? Is it in one of the regular markets? Or is this some individual that's saying, well, you invest with me, you're going to earn 3 times what you normally would? And even the idea of 3 times, that's a little bit subjective, because it's 3 times what? So whenever things appear to be too good to be true, hit pause and start to dig, you know, investigate. Who is this individual or this company? What is their track record? Are they aligned with other folks in the industry that will rate them? Maybe you can learn about their rating, how long they've been in business. There's just information you need to know. And again, it starts with you, how much risk, because usually if somebody's telling you you're going to earn three times more, especially if it's just truly just an investment, then typically there is some risk involved. You may earn the three times more, but then you could lose money. So then you figure out, well, can I afford to lose any money on this?
Right.
If I can afford to lose money, how much money can I afford to lose and it not negatively impact me and or my family?
Okay.
So there's just a lot of questions you need to ask yourself. It may be a legitimate investment, it may be wonderful, but you need to have information about you and where you are and who you are before trying to step into that investment, just to make sure if the upside of it is that you actually make that three times more than whatever the more is,
okay,
then great. If you lose money, though, you don't want that to cause you to lose sleep or lose your home or whatever.
Right.
Because investing is not the same as gambling. And you see, some people blur that line. Investing has more to do with thought processes and understanding where you are and certain plans you've got in place. If you like to gamble, then that may be great because you already know you're a risk taker and you just throw the dice and it is what it is.
Awesome. So, you know, speaking about gambling versus versus investing, what do you say? Because I've seen so many articles about I'll use the term small-time investors, those individuals who are dabbling in the stock market and, you know, buying when stocks are low, hoping to capitalize on this time period.
Well, actually, that's a very smart strategy. It's not uncommon. It's been around forever. Buy low, sell high. That's not just a notion. A lot of people have done extremely well on that. And then for folks who have 401ks and other types of money in the market, that's not always a bad strategy. For a lot of folks, that's how they recovered from 2008, 2009, 2010. So that's not bad, but investing, there's, for the most part, some type of intelligence behind it. There's a thought process that helps you determine whether or not that's a good investment for you to partake. And then for those people who are dabbling, there's all sorts of apps that you can use. If you just want to dabble in the market, there's Robinhood. There's all sorts of other apps out there. Where you can just take small amounts of money and have it going into different investments and see how it does and how it impacts you. And so there's just a lot that you can tap into. But if you're looking to generate long-term security, wealth, things like that, a lot of times it's not a bad idea to work with either a financial planner, consultant, somebody like that, and actually develop a plan for yourself. Where do you want to be a year from now, 5 years from now, 10, 20? What does retirement look like for you? Do you have children that you need to educate? Do you have parents that you're going to need to take care of in the future? There's just a lot of different moving parts that you can build strategies and plans around so that as you're moving forward in life, you've got access to abundance more and more because the plans are already in place for contingencies, the what ifs, but also that as you get your foundation laid, then you're building up on that foundation, building your wealth, whatever wealth means to you. But the big thing that a lot of people forget, they want to go straight for the stocks, but there's no foundation in place. They haven't done the basics in their finances. Hmm. And so if the stocks even do well, if you have to yank them at the wrong time because you didn't have emergency funds somewhere, then you could potentially lose just because you had to sell your stock at the wrong time because you didn't have an emergency plan in place if something happened.
Okay. So does someone have to have a financial planner to develop or define their emergency plan?
No, you don't have to. There's all sorts of information. You can read books that help you develop plans for yourself. You can talk to other people and find out what they did, especially if they're living a life that you think you want to live. There's all sorts of options that are available to you, especially in this information age that we're all a part of. But there are some people who do better if they have a coach or a consultant or someone that they can help shape and define what those areas of concern and need is for them. But, yeah, anybody today can grab books out. Even just here in Atlanta, we have the guy who authored The Millionaire Next Door, and then he and his daughter authored The Next Millionaire Next Door. His daughter finished it when he died. But, I mean, there's great, prolific amounts of information that anyone can access today to help build the strategies that they want for their lives.
So what age, or I guess, yeah, what age would you recommend someone starting to come up with an emergency plan? Or is there an age?
I think in every age, I grew up with older folks in my family, and it was just sage advice. Put something aside for a rainy day.
Yeah. Anything.
Yeah, it's a part of our culture, just even have that language available to us. We hear it all the time. The challenge is, are we applying it? Mm-hmm. And the emergency fund is just a part of the foundation for your finances. That helps to stabilize your finances. But you also want to have other things in place like income protection. Because with all these goals and dreams, if your income goes away, then, well, what's going to fund the goals and dreams now? So income protection is another big thing to have in place. Life insurance, different other things, just good old basic things that we have in place so that when you want to take that next step to really stretch out and invest and take more risk and what have you, you can actually afford to do it because you've already taken care of the basics.
Okay. Now, can you elaborate? What are you calling income protection? I've got a job, so I've got income.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you a question. If you became ill, or if you were injured and could not work, and it wasn't job-related, then if you can't work and earn income, what's going to happen to your life?
Okay.
Yeah. Now, in some neighborhoods, especially for females, they call it pocketbook protection, but basically what they're talking about is disability. Disability, yeah. Yeah, and some folks may have a few days of sick leave, this, that, and other thing, but I'm talking about what if this, whatever it is, lasts beyond a couple of weeks or even a couple of months, and some folks, unfortunately, with COVID, although they made it out of the hospital after a couple of months or whatever, some of them are still rehabilitating at home.
Exactly.
And they cannot go back to work right now.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So if they had, let's say, disability coverage in place, they could afford to take the time and be peaceful about taking care of themselves because they know money's coming in every month just like it did before.
Right. And, you know, I appreciate you sharing that point because sometimes I have clients and my clients start from as young or can be as young as middle school age range. And when those individuals get their first job, some of them, not all of them, but some of them are more inclined to pay close attention to how much money they get. So they disregard all the insurance and all the other benefits. They don't want anything taken out of their pay. They want a greater income. And unfortunately, some schools don't teach, well, when you get paid, you have this taken out of your check and this taken out of their check and this taken out of the check. And so when they get that first paycheck, they look at it and they're like, oh, no, give me my money. And they really do. They think they're invincible, and they're like telling their parents, this is how some of my clients have been. I'm going to take care of that because I'm only 20, I'm only 22. Mm-hmm. I don't need that right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I wish that was true. You have no idea, especially right now, how much I wish that was true. Because things would be a lot different, especially during this COVID environment, if we were all invincible and did not have to be concerned with things like that. But the problem with that frame of thinking, too, is that whatever money you make is never going to be all your money, because in this country, in America, whenever you start to work, you have a partner. Called Uncle Sam.
Yes.
So, yeah, as soon as you start working, yeah, you gain the partner. Voluntarily or involuntarily.
Mm-hmm.
So, some of that money is not going to be yours to start with. So, that's why tax planning is so important. And the younger you are and really get serious about tax planning, then the better your finances are going to be in the future, so that you've been aware of and made plans that incorporate the idea of what's the tax implication? Are there any tax advantages? Or, even when you're saving for your retirement, if you start at 20 years old and do $100 a month, that's different than somebody waiting until they're 55 and doing $100 a month. Yeah. So a lot of times youth is wasted on the young, because the younger you are and start to implement something, now these young people could be 401k millionaires and what have you, especially if they dug in, got serious, took advantage of the matches and this and that their employers make available. They have that potential. But it's a function of education and us helping our young people to understand how all this stuff works, so that when they do hit the job market, and especially when they're starting early in their careers, they can take advantage of some of all these different things that are available to them and they have access to, and really make them work for them.
That is great, great advice. And you know, with that, let's stop right here and go to a quick commercial. And when we come back, Valerie, I'd like for you to elaborate a little bit on traditional investments versus non-traditional investments, all right?
Okay,
we will be right back, everybody.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Sandra Hill is part of a new coaching compilation about creating the life you want. Her chapter is called How to Survive and Thrive at Today's Version of the Game of Life. Sandra is also launching a new webinar called Ramp It Up, 6 Limiting Beliefs That Are Preventing You from Increasing Your Income. Visit NewHorizonCoaching.com to find out more about the launch of the webinar series, as well as Sandra Hill's other coaching programs. You may also check out her line of popular ebooks, such as Learn to Let Go, How to Create Your Own Space, How to Reduce Frustration, and many more. Sandra and New Horizon Coaching have some great packages available for individual or group life, business, and career coaching sessions. She offers discounts on referrals for individuals and group coaching. In fact, you can get started right now with an additional discount on her services by using promo code VA. So visit NewHorizonCoaching.com. That's New, HORIZEN, coaching.com. And use promo code VA, as in Voice America.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
You are tuned in to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. To reach the show today, call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. If you'd rather send an email, you may send it to CoachHill@NewHorizonCoaching.com. And remember, Horizon is spelled H-O-R-I-Z-E-N. Now, back to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears.
Okay, everyone, thank you for staying tuned. We're going to let Valerie start by sharing off, right off the bat, something she made reference to earlier in the show, investments. And Valerie, I understand we have such things as traditional investments and non-traditional investments. Can you elaborate on what the difference is and how do you know which one is applicable for you?
Okay. So let's say, and I'm just going to be extraordinarily general, but let's say most people have heard of stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, you name it, all of your usual suspects. And those are what we call traditional investments. A lot of people have made a lot of money in the stock market. Whether on the bond side or the equity side of that. So it's, according to what you're familiar with, we'll expand what's traditional investments for you. But then what we call non-traditional investments may be not even investing because that would not be an accurate term. But take, for instance, for retirement, you have folks who put their money in 401ks and Roth IRAs and so forth and so on, but very few people know about the life insurance retirement plan, which allows you to save tax deferred over an extended period of time, and then according to how that money comes out in retirement, most of that money you receive in tax-free. So it kind of mirrors a Roth. It's not a Roth, but it performs in some ways like a Roth would. So that would be like a non-traditional way to save for retirement. And most people aren't really taught about that or how to go after that. Same thing for college funding. You can get a 529, to help with your children's education. Or there's some people that might spend towards, that would be traditional. Non-traditional would be perhaps setting up an index universal life as a parent and then funding that $400 or $500 a month that you're going to save for your child's education, putting it there. That way, if they get a scholarship, still got the money, still got everything in place, and the money doesn't have to be spent on education like it does with a 529. So that gives you additional options. Right, so that would be, again, traditional versus non-traditional. And what helps you determine what is right for you are the plans and the goals that you have, your income. Is it just you, or is it you and someone else, or a partner, or whatever, a spouse? So there's a lot of different variables that go into that equation to help you decide, well, what's best for me in particular? And you need to be able to answer all those questions. What do you want in the next year, 5 years, 10, 20 years from now? What is your vision for your life, your children's life? All of those different things need to be answered so that you can come up with a strategy that helps you get to where you want to go. Because you see, what's exciting and working for Joe Blow may not do anything for your particular situation and vice versa.
So let me ask you, because we started off talking about planning, and we're now talking about planning for the future again. How do you plan for the future if you and your significant other don't see eye to eye when it comes to finances?
Okay, so then you come up with a plan that incorporates both. I remember back when I was in high school, they had this kind of like a poem, you drew a circle that shut me out or whatever, but I drew a circle that, a larger circle that, you know, brought you back in. That's the same way that the two of you can do, figure out the things that you do agree on, and then you can work towards that end. And then the areas that something maybe is more of a weighty matter for you than it is for your spouse, then come up with a plan that can incorporate both of those mindsets around whatever that particular thing is. It's another one of those cases you don't throw out the baby with the bathwater.
Right.
Yeah, you just figure out, okay, well, for me, I am more willing to save for my retirement than to educate my child. Well, I want to save more money towards educating my child than for retirement. You might come up with a plan that allows you to do both, and then everybody's happy.
Okay, but what I gather is they have to communicate. They have to be in some kind of discussion.
Yes. That's the beauty of being married, having someone to talk to and plan with and strive towards those goals and dreams with.
Awesome.
And a part of those two becoming one is having those conversations and coming up with plans and compromises that allow you both to live the life that you envision.
Mm-hmm. And now, you know, on the flip side of that, I've heard, I can't remember the exact saying, but money is the root of all evil, something along those lines.
Well, so that's always misquoted. If you look at it, especially if you look at it where it's written in the Bible, it says the love of money is the root of all evil, not money itself. Because when you think of money as something that we made up, we have this paper, we've given it particular value, and we say it's money, right?
Right.
So we have these coins, and we put some president or somebody's face on it on one side, and whatever we stamp on the back side, and we say it's money.
Yep.
So money unto itself is not evil. What the actual original quote is, the love of money is the root of all evil. So then, and even that word love isn't just, oh, I want a lot of money, because we all do, but that particular love has to do with, I will do anything for money.
Yes, yeah.
I will destroy myself, my family, anybody, just to get the money, right?
Right.
And what's so sad about that, we can come up with plans and strategies and goals and enjoy great abundance. I mean, we have men and women in this country who will blow your mind the abundance they have. And they're enjoying great lives and wonderful families.
So true. So I know we're getting close to, time flies when you're having fun. We're getting close to end of this segment, but I do want to allow you, Valerie, to share some words of wisdom. What would you want our listening audience out there to be aware of, especially during these times where there are so many challenges? We're all going through a journey, a unique journey we've never been down before, and we're all experiencing it from a different perspective. What's a message you'd like to share?
I'm going to go back to the foundation that I spoke about earlier. And the reason is because I've seen firsthand over the past several months, those folks who have solid foundations already seem to have been weathering this pandemic better. So when we talk about a foundation, that's what gives a building the integrity upon which all of the other structural support must rely, right?
Right.
Because without a solid foundation, nothing significant can be built to endure. So if I had to encourage anybody in any direction, figure out what it will take for you in your life to build a solid financial foundation. Get that piece in place first. Then you can start building whatever that edifice is, great or small. Because if you've built that solid foundation, now you know that the rest of what you're building will be able to endure, stand the test of time. Storms come, pandemics come, all of these things come and go. But it doesn't have to derail your life and your plans completely.
Great, great, great. And let's have you share your contact information for those individuals who might want to get in touch with you, ask you some more information, not quite sure, or maybe just want to, you know, have you be their financial guidance or their financial, the word escapes me. But the financial guru, their financial planner, you know, some their support system. But how can people reach out to you?
Okay, so we can start with my email address, which is Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E dot Edwards, E-D-W-A-R-D-S at mutualofomaha.com. The best number to reach me at now is 678-672-0301. Again, that is 678-672-0301.
And is that a number that individuals can text you to as well?
Yes,
okay.
They can.
Okay. Charges might apply, everybody, but yes. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. I have to say that. So how else can they reach out to you?
They can actually go to the website as well, and that would be www.mutualofomaha.com /agent and then /my name, which is Valerie Edwards. And that brings you directly to my site, and that would be fun to go to anyway, because there's calculators on there. There's a lot, and I do mean a lot, of educational materials. There's videos. If you want to know more about Social Security or college planning or retirement planning or long-term care planning, we purposely have a lot of education on that site. If you want to know, well, am I doing a great job saving for retirement? Well, go to that retirement calculator. Where are you now? How many years do you have? What's the gap there? And
awesome.
How do you fill in that gap?
Awesome.
So there's a lot of very, very pertinent information there.
Awesome. Well, Valerie, our time is running short. Thank you so much for sharing. As usual, it's been an awesome session. I learn something new every time you have come on the air and shared. So thank you. I really, really appreciate it. And I'm sure our listeners do too. And for for those of you listening, remember, everybody has 24 hours in the day. So it's up to you. It's incumbent upon you to figure out what you're going to do with its 24 hours a day. But somewhere in the big scheme of things, think of where your money is. How are you managing your money? Do you have that money mindset? Prepare for your future today. Don't wait until tomorrow. Now, I've already done my wrap up. I did that in the beginning where I was sharing how at New Horizon Coaching and Professional Growth Advancement, we make the impossible possible. And I want to share, make sure you are linked with me some kind of way on social media, or you are subscribing to my home page or getting my quarterly newsletter, because next month, this is July, next month, we're going to be doing some awesome and amazing things because we're branching out into the world of podcasts. So this radio show, Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears, is going to be branching out into a podcast with lots of tips, nuggets, pieces of information that'll be linked to a YouTube station, a YouTube channel. Okay? So, to keep up with me. I'm investing in my future and I'm investing in your future too. So make sure you're linked to me. We're going to have Valerie back on, as well as a lot of other individuals who are going to help you grow your voice, whatever that is, overcome your fear, whatever that might be, so you can be the best possible version of you. So thank you so much for listening, and look for an upcoming trailer.
Thank you for listening this week to Grow Your Voice, Overcome Your Fears. Be sure to join your host, Sandra Hill, again next Friday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. We hope you have a great weekend and a great week ahead as well.